Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa was arrested this morning and charged with taking more than $600,000 in bribes. Prosecutors allege he was extorting money from marijuana sellers who wanted to open shops in Fall River. WBUR's Callum Borges joins us now from the federal courthouse in Boston. Cal, what exactly does this indictment accuse Mayor Correa of doing?
Well, it alleges, Steve, that he abused the power of the mayor's office to issue what's known as a non-opposition letter to a business that wanted to open a marijuana shop. So any business in Fall River that wants to operate needed to get one of those letters. And the government says that in at least four of the cases, Correa demanded a six-figure bribe in exchange for issuing his non-opposition letter. Here's how U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling described Correa's alleged activity.
If the allegations in today's indictment are true, Mayor Correa has engaged in an outrageous, brazen campaign of corruption, which turned his job into a personal ATM.
Now, Lelling added that a public official like Correa can't do such a thing alone, and indeed four alleged co-conspirators are also charged. In a twist, though, Steve, some of them also appear to be victimized in their own ways, according to the indictment. The government says, for example, that Correa made his chief of staff participate in the extortion scheme and also give him half of her salary. The government also says he extorted money from a property owner and then used that property owner as a middleman to collect bribes from other people.
So Correa appeared before a judge this afternoon in federal court. What is his defense saying about these latest charges?
Well, they didn't say a whole lot in court, Steve. He did plead not guilty to all of the charges, old and new. He and his attorney, Kevin Reddington, agreed to some new conditions for his release. His bond was $10,000 when he was first indicted last fall. That's now up to $250,000. He's also now restricted from traveling outside of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And then after the session concluded, Correa did briefly address reporters outside the courthouse. And this is what he said.
I'm not guilty of these charges. I've done nothing but good for the great city of Fall River, for me and my staff and my team, and I'm going to continue to do great things for our city.
So, Cal, these are not the only charges that Correa faces. In fact, this indictment comes after earlier charges were filed last fall. Remind us what those allegations are.
Yeah, the case against Correa actually began with alleged wire and tax fraud. So Andrew Lelling's office charged Correa in October with defrauding investors in a company that the mayor had founded before his election. Prosecutors say that Correa diverted hundreds of thousands of dollars of investments to finance what they describe as a lavish lifestyle that included a Mercedes, designer clothing, adult entertainment. He's also pleaded not guilty to those charges. And prosecutors said in court today that they're not sure whether they'll be ready to go to trial by February as they had planned because they have a lot of new material to gather with these new charges. Judge Donald Cabell has set a status hearing for October 16th, Steve, and there's a very important date between now and then. That's September 17th, which is the preliminary election for mayor in Fall River. Yes, he survived his recall in March, but he's also one of three candidates on the ballot in the regular election cycle, and the top two will advance to the general in November.
So in announcing the charges against Correa today, U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling suggested that the case may signal a need to make changes to the state's recreational marijuana program. What sort of problems are he and others pointing to?
Yeah, he and other officials noted that, you know, Fall River is not the only city that gives the mayor the power to issue these non-opposition letters, and they said that can invite this sort of corruption. For example, we heard from Massachusetts Inspector General Glenn Cunha on this point, and he said the state's new recreational marijuana law might need to be looked at.
I hope today's indictment will prompt the Cannabis Control Commission, the legislature, and other stakeholders to evaluate what additional safeguards or reforms are necessary.
Now, the commission says it is reviewing the U.S. Attorney's indictment against the mayor of Fall River and will monitor any ongoing investigation to protect the integrity of the Commonwealth's licensing process. That's part of their statement, Steve. I asked Andrew Lelling if we should expect similar cases like this in the near future. He didn't give a direct answer, but he did say he's concerned about the potential for local officials like Jesuel Correa to abuse the power they have over cannabis licensing, Steve.
Okay, thank you very much. WBUR's Callum Borges at Boston Federal Court.